Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the 11th week after the Sunday of Trinity Wednesday. Our scripture reading comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. And I, when I came to you, brothers, did not come proclaiming to you the testimony of God with lofty speech or wisdom, for I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and much trembling, and my speech and my message were not in plausible words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, so that your faith might not rest in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Our scripture lesson comes from 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 5. By God's power, we are guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. The reason why St. Luke and St. James put considerable emphasis on works is to prevent men from laboring under the false delusion that faith is merely some vague sort of feeling that floats about on the heart like froth on the beer. This is absolutely wrong. Faith is a vital, living reality, making a man quite new, changing his whole disposition, giving his life a completely different direction. Faith brings a man right down to the grassroots of existence, and a complete renewal of the whole man takes place. Hence, if I formerly knew a man to be a sinner, I can see from his changed behavior, his altered being, and his different life that he is now a believer. Faith is always a most important factor. The Holy Spirit has also seen fit to emphasize works because they are witnesses of faith. If there are those who produce no evidence in the form of works, we can quickly conclude they heard the message of faith, but it never penetrated to any depth in their case. If you want to persist in pride and immorality, in greed and wrath, while continuing to chatter a lot about faith, St. Paul will come to you and say what he said in 1 Corinthians 4:20, "The kingdom of God does not consist in talk, but in power." The kingdom of God must be lived and put into action. It cannot be adequately attended to with little more than idle chatter. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, faith is the power which you use to bring men to salvation and to keep them as your children and disciples. May we never lose this faith, but may it ever increase in us, continuing to manifest itself in rich fruits of faith for the welfare of your kingdom and in the interest of our neighbor. In Jesus' name, amen.
Find the print version of the Luther for the Busy Man daily devotional at ambassadorpublications.org. Luther for the Busy Man is produced by the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Visit flbc.edu to learn how you can start here, go anywhere, grounded in God's Word.